Pope Benedict on Friday met with the faculty and students of the Pontifical Ecclesiastical Academy. Founded in 1701, the academy is the training ground for the diplomats of the Holy See. Charles Collins has this report.
Pope Benedict XVI discussed the role of the diplomatic envoy through history during a speech on Friday to the Pontifical Ecclesiastical Academy.
La diplomazia pontificia, come viene comunemente chiamata, ha una lunghissima tradizione.
He spoke of the long tradition of papal diplomacy and how it has shaped the very structure of modern diplomatic relations among states. The Pope said the role of the diplomat is delicate, requiring him to effectively represent the one who has sent him, while at the same time respecting the sensibilities and opinions, as far as possible, of those to whom he has been sent. He said that although the rapid changes of the present age have profoundly altered the figure and role of the diplomatic representative, this original mission remains essentially the same. The Holy Father then turned to the unique role of the Holy See's diplomatic officials, who are priests, bishops, in fact. He said this reality means the papal representative has already chosen to live in the service of a word that's not his own. This service to the Word of God is not a mission which can be done part-time, but requires a commitment of the whole life. He said, in carrying out his mission, the diplomat of the Holy See is called upon to make use of all his human qualities, as well as the supernatural imprint which comes with ordination. The Pope also said this service to the successor of Peter allows the diplomat to constantly see the Catholicity of the Church and experience it in great depth, and said this can make a life in service of the Pope and ecclesial communion deeply rewarding. I'm Charles Collins.